Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Thank you so much for tuning in and for subscribing to the podcast. I will say this for the first time in quite a while. Please rate and review the podcast wherever you do subscribe to this podcast, whether it be on the Apple Podcast feed or wherever you find it. It does help the algorithm, and it helps us reach a new audience. I've seen some good reviews up there. 5-star reviews. Very, very helpful.
Right now, I'm talking with Brian Giles, a guitarist and vocalist of the Mighty Red Fang. I'm going to assume you're in Portland right now?
That's correct.
Nice. Right on, man. So I'm going to start things off with a question that we usually leave to the end. But Red Fang's a fun band, and I'm just going to start things off weird. So if you don't mind, pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story of how you got it and show us the scar if you can.
I guess the easiest one to show you is, well, it's sort of embarrassing, but whatever. It's the most convenient one. Let's see. That. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, like a little tattoo.
Yeah, it was my first tattoo, the stick and poke. I got in high school instead of listening to a lecture, and it is on top of a cigarette burn because I guess for a second there I thought I was tough and yeah. I was on some illicit drugs and I put a cigarette out on myself. Anyway, I'm glad it's still there because I think every scar / tattoo tells a story, no matter how embarrassing.
Is it a dollar sign or a Z?
It's an OZ. Opinion Zero was an excellent metal punk band from Tucson, Arizona, back when I was a wee lad.
Okay, right on, man. So we're going to talk about the new album, and we're going to talk about the new music. But I also am curious. So you're in Portland right now, and you know, Red Fang, awesome Portland band, and there's been so many cool Portland bands throughout history. Some like Poison Idea is one that rings comes to my mind. What are your favorite Portland bands of all time?
I'm a big Wipers fan. I think they're fantastic. Let's see. Portland bands. There's a band called The Bugs, which it's just one of the most good time garage pop duo. I love the shit out of them. They've toured a lot in France. They're an odd couple of fellas, but okay. I love those guys. Our front of house has started a new band, relatively new band called Ills, ILS, and they're really great. It's Tom Glos from Black Elk and Lopez.
Okay.
It's his latest effort doing vocals, and it's super caustic, almost to the point of unpleasant, but it's catchy. It's
okay.
It's really good. I strongly suggest checking that out.
Caustic and catchy. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the new album, and it's called Arrows, coming out June 4th. And first off, did you guys record this during the pandemic, or was it finished before, or what's the story with it?
It was completed in October of 2019. So there's no mention of the coronavirus or any of its subsequent side effects on the record. So you can breathe a sigh of relief there. Any complaining on the record, it's not because of the pandemic.
You didn't like ham fist any coronavirus mentions, just like throw them in there just to be topical, right?
Yeah, exactly. I hate being in my apartment. I mean, no.
Quarantine blues.
Yeah. Gross. Yes.
And that
probably exists. It's probably a new genre.
Well, there's a 2 Chainz song called Quarantine Thick about getting, super thick during quarantine. So, there's that.
Well, that's good.
I mean,
a lot of people just got fat. So, I mean, if he was working out, good on him.
Shout out 2 Chainz.
Yes. Yeah,
man. We're talking 2 Chainz with Red Fang. Okay. So what can you tell us about the record, man? What can we expect?
I'm real proud of it. It's a continuation of our, it's still us doing it in the same style, I mean, the same style of songwriting. That is that anything that all 4 of us can agree on is, cool is what turns into a song. So, but that said, I think this record sort of leans a little, into the darker corners of, the psyche.
Okay.
It's not a cheerful thing necessarily, but really what Ren Fang record is.
Yeah.
So, and I think also, I'm real proud of how, dense it is with weirdness. There's a lot of strange noises on there that are intriguing, and I know where a lot of the noises came from. So hopefully people can, hit the bong and check it out in that way too.
That is like the best way to promote the album. Like and you got to get a new one, get a nice new one with like the glass catcher, just like, and get it like brand new. When you touch down with the Red Fang record, just put it on, get the new one with the glass catcher.
Put your phone on airplane mode, and then let your mind take off, bruh.
Oh man.
Or just listen to it.
Or just whatever. Okay. So, you guys are usually road dogs, and I know this is probably the longest you guys have gone without touring in a while, I'm assuming.
The longest I've gone since I was, in my, mid 20s. So yes, long damn time.
How you been staying busy and well, I don't know about sane, but a semblance of sane? How have you been staying busy at least?
I am teaching myself to do home recording. I'm not gonna, be some kind of producer of note or anything anytime soon, but for my own creative uses, I've gotten there. It's great. I no longer hate the computer.
Yeah.
The computer is my friend. So, I feel good about that. I did not get thick. I should probably, get some good walking shoes or something. But I did a lot of home recording and it was really fun. And it's something I, have incorporated into my life, even now that I have other things. It's become important to me. And so that's pretty exciting, for being a guy who, I eschewed digital, recording as a process for years and years. I was like, no way, man, you get your guitar and crack a beer and that's how you do it. But, turns out there are 2 ways to rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Somebody should call the Red Rocker and let him know.
Are these, Are these new things that you're recording and experimenting with? Are they for Red Fang? Are they just ideas? Are they for a side project? Or
I've been contributing to other people's crazy ideas. Cool. The lion's share of the things I've done is for a project called Super Volcano 2042, and it's a collaboration between me, my friend, and our future selves. We've been collaborating with our much older selves in the future, and then they send us back the material. And I must say that the 69-year-old version of me is excellent.
Is he super advanced?
Well, he's still grumpy. It's crazy. You'd think he would have worked it out, but no, still grumpy.
How are his recording skills?
You know, better than mine. Really, I could learn from him.
Nice, man. Okay, so you've been doing home recording with everything, and I've been doing that too. I've kind of built out I'm underneath the stairs, so I have like a Harry Potter like existence right now, just recording studio under the stairs, but I made it work, and stoked. But now we're talking about the future, but let's go to the past. So I like to ask people like what their first albums was and stuff, but we interviewed you guys years ago at Mayhem Festival, and I think we already asked you that question, so I'm gonna go a little bit more random. Growing up, what was the first band t-shirt you ever purchased?
That would be Ronnie James Dio for the Sacred Heart tour.
Nice.
And I was very excited that it said devil upside down.
Yeah.
When you look down at your shirt, it said devil. And I was like, my parents don't know that. That's cool. And the other thing that I guess I was in seventh grade, and I had not been exposed to marijuana yet. Mm-hmm. Late bloomer. But I was like, that's what pot smells like. And I wore it to school the next day and smelled it all day. I was like, that's what knowing now really low grade weed smells like.
This is what dirt weed's like.
Yeah, definitely. The pot that was in my shirt had definitely spent some time in a car tire.
That was one of your first concerts as well then? The Dio concert?
Yeah, my first metal concert was Dio, Sacred Heart.
Awesome. Well, okay. So early on, going to those shows, getting that band t-shirt, what was the band? Was there a band that really inspired you to like do it yourself?
I definitely was into, you know, that kind of metal, like Motley Crue, Shout of the Devil, Rat Out of the Cellar, that era, you know, that mm-hmm. was kind of what was happening. But a lot of, you know, so technically proficient that it didn't really cross my mind that, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
But it still inspired me to, you know, to play music. But I think probably getting, Black Flag, My War, probably that record was, Greg Ginn is still a hero of mine. I think his guitar playing is just so unique and aggressive and weird and interesting, but also very accessible to someone, you know, who has, you know, like mitts for hands. You know, I'm never gonna do these pentatonic sweeps or anything.
Yeah,
but I think Greg Ginn taught me that you don't need that crap. Just, you know, what you need is intention. What you need is a feeling, and then whatever else you do to get that feeling across, the requisite skills or an interest or having something to say is really all that you need to be in a rock and roll band.
Absolutely, man. And that very, very DIY. And those were that band Black Flag. I mean, some of the earliest, like, of just like gnarly DIY touring. And I know that's what, you know, before Red Fang really got a big name for yourselves, I remember you guys were a DIY, and you still probably, but on a bigger scale. But, you know, I just remember very DIY and very much like just get in the van kind of style.
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Okay. All right.
I don't, I mean, we have, I don't know, a handful of times gone out in a tour bus, but only because logistically it would have been impossible otherwise. But you know, unless suddenly we accidentally write, you know, Escalator to Heaven or something, yeah, we're always going to be in the van, and that's fine by me. I enjoy it. It's very comfortable. It's my home away from home.
Yeah, man. It also keeps cost low, you know, because those buses are expensive, you know, and
absolutely. I mean, I've seen buses out in front of some shoebox clubs here in town, and just knowing what I know now after years of, you know, looking at the breakdown of what a tour costs, I'm like, man, I'm assuming that this band is getting fronted money for that bus.
Yeah.
And every single penny that this tour makes is going into that bus right now. And, you know, I mean, if you're after an experience and you want to live the high life and have, you know, heated floors and a shower and a bed and everything is cool, great. You're getting that's a great life experience. But if you're in it to make a living, no freaking way bands of our size, mm-hmm. Are in a bus, you know, it's not feasible.
It'd be cool for a while, but if you're a lifer and you're doing it long term and stuff, it's just not sustainable. So, you know,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think some people would get in the bus because they feel like it's an image thing. And I'm not
optics.
I'm not trashing on that because that very well may be true. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, what's backstage like? And maybe some of the job is being like, oh man, it's all strippers and we're doing cocaine off the chandelier. You know, that's not what we do. You know, we're like, all right, back into the Scrabble. You know, we're not, you know, rock and roll in that way. But I think that a lot of people, not a lot, there's a certain number of people that, that kind of want to live through you. Like, man, if I didn't have my crappy office job, I could be out there doing all these crazy exploits like you do. And you don't want to crush their dreams so much by saying, well, no, I finished a book and I found a laundromat on my day off. You know what I mean?
And ate a Snickers bar.
Right. It's like, that's not, I mean, to some degree, maybe you're supposed to fulfill that fantasy for people, but, you know, I don't need all that stuff to, I mean, it for me, finding a laundromat that'll fold your laundry for you, it's like, we are living large, boys. You know what I mean? But that really does bring me joy. So, you know, I am living a dream. It's just not, my expectations are a little lower than maybe what you're supposed to have for rock and roll.
I can imagine that would kind of take its toll on you too, is like if the expectations of like, cause people see Red Fang on your music videos, probably expect you guys to just be, you know, not partying per se, but just like always there to drink with them and stuff. And maybe if you just want to have a night off, everyone, you know, this is their big night, but for you, it might just be Tuesday night. And so it might not be as sustainable to always, you know, people expecting you to like rage with them might be kind of hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've shotgunned warm beers out of somebody's trunk in a parking lot, you know, right. This is like the sixth show in a row with like, you know, averaging 7 hours on the road a day.
Yeah.
Just totally fried. But someone comes up, oh man, you got a shotgun this beer with us, we brought it, it's the local, it's the crappiest local beer we have. We sort of have a reputation for that, so it's like, all right, so not only is it not good, but it's warm and it's out of your trunk, you know, but it meant so much to them that I'm like, well, I guess that's what's happening now, you know. But yeah, eventually you've got to take a day off and say, no, today I'm gonna be super boring. But so
hey, you mentioned that Red Fang has a reputation for drinking super crappy local beers. What's your, and we're going to bum someone out here, but you know, you guys have toured the world. What's the crappiest local beer you've ever had? If you can remember.
Well, you know, I can't probably call one out by name. you know, I mean, I could think of some crappy beers. I think that I think Ballantine's is pretty damn bad.
Okay.
That tastes like you're licking a dirty car battery. You know, but the, you know, it's the price point. It's the price point you're after, Ballantine's.
Nice. All right, man. Well, I'm not going to take up your whole, you know, evening and whatnot. It's a beautiful Northwest day here. I'm in Seattle. You're in Portland. I know the sun's out. I just have two more questions for you. And everyone knows Red Fang, heavy riffs, heavy rock. But I'm assuming there's some albums that you love that people might not expect. What are a couple albums that you, the singer, the guitarist of Red Fang, world-renowned rock and roll band, something that you love that people might be like, really? Like, is there any quote-unquote guilty pleasures? I don't really believe in guilty pleasures as a real thing.
Well, that's, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't, if you enjoy something, where's the guilt coming from?
Exactly.
You know, I like, Kim Carnes is an old favorite of mine, you know, Betty Davis Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a fantastic song. I've said many times, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I think that if it speaks to you, I mean, not everybody's in a metal mood all the time.
Oh,
I don't know who can possibly, well, I mean, maybe when I was, you know, a teenager or something, that I was on, my brain was set to angst at all times, but that's, you know, that's not sustainable either. You do have to give yourself a break. One of my favorite Sunday morning albums to put on is Stardust by Willie Nelson. It's a cover album of old jazz standards.
Yeah.
And that album just, you know, it brings a tear to my eye. I love it so much. You know, there's a laundry list of things that probably people would be disgusted by, you know, that are real metal, you know, I mean, but come on, we're older people. We don't need that anymore.
So again, the new album's coming out June 4th, Arrows. You can pre-order it now. You can listen to the new singles available. And support Red Fang. No one's touring right now. I mean, people starting to open up, so people are going to start playing shows here and there. And I hope we get to see Red Fang in Seattle here in the future sometime in 2021, 2022. But in the meantime, support them, pre-order them, buy some merch, support awesome local Northwest rock and roll. Do you have any final words for Seattle and the local Northwest music scene and before the album comes out?
No, I mean, I not really. I mean, I think what you said, you know, go out and support music, not just us, but just your local venues. You know, I mean, it made me really nervous just as this thing dragged on. It was like, you know, I know Slim's in San Francisco closed its doors permanently. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of clubs that were in danger. And so, you know, it's not just bands. It's the people that work for bands. It's clubs. It's a whole, you know, microcosm of it's a community that we all need to support. And so, I plan on getting out there, putting on my cleanest dirty shirt and supporting it too. Seattle has always been a really, really fantastically supportive town for us. And I really appreciate it. So I guess what I'd say to Seattleites is thank you so much. And I can't wait to party with you guys again.
All right, Brian Giles, again from Red Fang, aka, if you see it on the screen, Maurice.
Weh.
Yes. Right on, man. Dude, thank you so much for doing the interview. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. Have a good one, man.
You too.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.